Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let me just bring up this Ray Carruth thing, okay? So I was talking to the boys in the break, and I was like, what do you think? Guy gets out after 20 years, right? 19 years, is that what it was? And, of course, he drew up the plans to have his girlfriend, right, murdered. And she was pregnant. So they killed her, right? And then they had the baby. They delivered the baby. The baby was a boy, and the boy was born with prematurely, very early, and with brain damage, right? Like, so he had cerebral palsy. Is that about accurate? So I saw the kid, and, you know, he's obviously, unfortunately, been through quite a lot. He's 18 years old now, and he's been, you know, pretty, you know, uncomfortable, to say the least. It seems as though he's had a rough life. And now this guy gets out, right? Wasn't he in North Carolina somewhere serving time? And he got out today, and no one could even believe it. Like, when I saw it, I was like, the first thing I thought was, wow, it's been 20 years, whatever, and they're letting this guy out, right? So he got out of prison, and they showed him getting out. And one thing that was weird to me was, like, everyone was hugging him when he was leaving. Like, he was, like, their best friend or something. White guys, black guys, PR people, media, everyone was hugging him. I was like, wow, that's weird. And then he drove off, and that's that. But the audacity of this guy, Carver High, is what bothers you. The audacity of what he said. Somebody interviewed him, and what did he say?
Right. Well, first of all, I think he probably shouldn't ever leave a jail cell. He did his time, whatever, he's getting out. It is what it is.
But you don't think he should have got out?
But for this guy to have the stones to say when he gets out that he feels that he should be, that he should take care of his son, I think is absolutely just
criminal,
disgraceful, disgraceful. I'd put him back in jail for saying that, for saying that he thinks that he should be the one. Take the kid away from the grandmother who's been raising the child for 18 years. Take him away from her. He wants to have a relationship with him. I thought I read in one that he wants to, like, wants to have custody of him.
Yeah, he wants to be the boy's guardian.
Yeah,
he wants to be the father.
That's too much for me.
So one thing, did you notice? I don't know if anybody saw this, but, like, at the beginning of the day, I saw it, like, on ESPN or whatever, the story. And then after the fact, like, let's say...
Well, the story's still there, but they've kind of pushed it off the front page.
Pushed it off the front page? I'm still looking for it. Where did you find it?
You got to really look.
It's doesn't matter.
Because it happened this morning. Other things have happened through the day. So it's been pushed down the docket a little bit.
I still haven't found it. I may be looking all night. I still can't find it. But whatever. Mafia, did you just not say to me that you think he should have never got out?
Of course. I mean, he's lucky they didn't put him down. I mean, it's one, I don't know whether you believe in corporal punishment or not. You know, it's a very hard topic for a lot of people. But, you know, I'm not always eye for an eye on everything. But to arrange the murder of
only
your girlfriend, but her, you know, your unborn child is just unforgivable. You know, this guy even said, I saw quotes, you know, he just wants to be forgiven. And, you know, he wonders, you know, he worries how he's going to be seen like the rest of his life. Exactly how you should be seen. As a murderer, I don't care what you did in the last 20 years in prison. There's some crimes that, you know, it's just wrong place, wrong time. You made a mistake. You know, some of the, like, involuntary manslaughters, things like that. But to arrange the murder of someone you allegedly love and the child that you created with that person, you should have never gotten out. It's ridiculous. It's an embarrassment. And, I mean, this isn't a case where this guy's, like, late 60s, early 70s, been in prison his whole life. There's really nothing left of his life. This guy's 40. This guy's still relatively young.
He's 44.
He has the rest of his life still, half his life still ahead of him. To be able to get out of jail while this kid's screwed up for the rest of his life, for the entirety of his life, which is probably going to be a short life because of what you did to his mother, it's unforgivable.
Chancellor Lee has been raised by his grandmother, Sondra Adams, in Charlotte. He broke a 17-year silence when he wrote a letter to a TV station in Charlotte, apologized to Sondra for the death of her daughter. He asked whether he could have the responsibility of permanent custody for Chancellor after his grandmother dies. Carruth later wrote a letter making it clear he'll no longer be pursuing a relationship with Chancellor and Mrs. Adams. I promised to leave them be, which now I see is in everyone's best interest. So he is saying now that he's not going to bother them.
So he's changing his mind on that.
He's changed his mind. When I revisit this moment, you just hope that Chancellor, you're thankful he's around. That's what our boy Frank Garcia said. His grandmother is the saint for raising him. She even tried to forgive Ray for Chancellor. She and he, two individuals, are what this story should be about. Unfortunately, it's going to be about the guy that did a heinous crime. He's not doing interviews. Carruth will not do interviews, allegedly. And the GM, Marty Herney, in his second year with the franchise in 99, had to testify for the defense during the trial. He and the other officials have declined to comment for the story. They said many people believe it was the most significant thing that ever happened in the Panthers' history. Way more significant, believe it or not, people are saying, than the sexual harassment problems that they've had recently when Richardson had to sell the team to Tepper. And, of course, for better or worse, the mood across the city was excitement. I know it's hard to say, but Charlotte always wanted to be a damn world-class city. All of a sudden, we had a world-class trial going on. That was by far the worst. This is a big-time city now. There's going to be big-time things happen that'll be publicized. Unfortunately, it was a negative way of putting the city on the map. The Carruth fled Charlotte after Adams died on December 14th of 99 and was found in Western Tennessee hiding in the trunk of a friend's car a day after he failed to surrender on murder charges in Charlotte. Anyway, has he been in touch with current or former Panthers? I got a friend request from him. Berline said I had to see what he wanted, so I accepted. It was, hey, Steve, something along the lines of, I don't know if you remember me. I was I remember you for sure. How's it going? He said something along the lines, it's been a tough deal, obviously, but I'm looking forward to getting out in a couple of years. Your name came up, and I wanted to reach out to see how you're doing. I never heard back from him again, but it was one of the most bizarre friend requests that I've had, according to Berline.
I don't know if you remember me. He said that to Berline. Yeah. I don't know if you remember me.
Did he get paid millions by the Panthers or the NFL while in jail? No. The organization with the NFL quickly put Carruth on leave of absence without pay and called it a legal matter moving forward. They used a morals clause in his contract as reason for separating from the player. He apparently was a janitor and a barber in prison. He was making $1 a day. And it's just crazy. That was the craziest thing ever. Do you remember that, how crazy that story was? That guy did that?
I do remember.
Conspiracy to commit murder of his pregnant girlfriend, Sharika Adams. Remember her? How crazy was that? November 16, when the plot to kill Adams and her unborn child unfolded on a two-lane road in a posh Charlotte neighborhood. She was shot multiple times by this guy, Watkins, who was hired by Carruth. Watkins was sentenced to 40 years. Wow. The kid's got brain damage, cerebral palsy, everything else. It's just a crazy story, isn't it? It's absolutely insane. Andy in Arkansas, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Good evening, Pharrell. Can I get a bourbon with a splash of soda, please?
Yes. There you go.
There we go. I was living in Charlotte at the time that went down.
Mm-hmm.
It was insanity. He hired a couple henchmen drug addicts to do what happened, which is horrible. You know, plus at the time, the Charlotte Hornets were, it was just like every day in the police blotter, a Hornet or a Panther. Hornet, Panther, Hornet, back and forth was what went on with that. Also at that time, Bobby Fields, the basketball player, after they left practice one day, you know, they're feeding down the road, and he died also. I mean, it was just, at that time, you could not keep any of those people out of the paper
right.
with what happened. And Carruth, the lady that died, which she was a stripper, which I'm not saying that's a bad thing or anything, but she was a stripper, he had baby mamas all over the place. I mean, it was just a very
well. And then what's weird? What's weird is that it's just as bad now. I mean, they've got, you know, they had an owner that was like basically he was a perpetual sexual harasser, right? According to all these women, he was the workplace there was just an absolute. It was a brothel. I mean, they were literally, these women were getting just abused mentally by this owner of this football team. The workplace atmosphere at that place was a disaster, right? Like, no one can deny it. The guy's gone now, right? I mean, Richardson had to sell the team. That's how bad it was. So look at their history. I hate to say it, but it's true, right? Like, the history of the team, they've had this Ray Carruth thing, and then 20 years go by, and nothing will ever compare to Carruth, right? But the owner of the team, what's the difference? Well, one of them, committed a crime, a conspiracy to hire people to hit his girlfriend, kill her. And then the other one was just a creep and a freak. And one's the white-collar billionaire owner of the franchise. The other one's just a player that wanted to kill his girlfriend. Can you even believe these stories? I mean, they're just outrageous. Fast forward 20 years, it's no better now, right? Now, all of a sudden, everybody's like washed their hands of it. It's fine. They got a new owner, so let's forget about it. They've had two of the worst things that you can imagine happen to the football organization. Think about it. I mean, I hate to say it, but it is what it is. So I got nothing against Charlotte at all. I mean, it's not my fault that this happened today. They let the guy out today and... But at the same time, like, listen, I'm not going to deny what he did was heinous. I'm never going to say that. But at some point or another, you know, I know that he didn't kill her, right? So he conspired to have her killed, correct? So he got half the time the other guy that killed her got 40, right? Full maximum sentence, 40 years. And he got 20. And the guy did his 20 years, right? So... does anyone have a problem with that? Like, that the guy actually, you know, got out, or that he did his 20 years and just, you know, ate it, and, you know, he tried to get her killed. There's no denying he's an idiot and an evil human being. There's no denying that, right? Like, someone that does that to their pregnant girlfriend carrying your child, you do that, you're evil. There's just no getting around it, right? But do you feel at any point or another that the guy, you know, did it, got busted, got caught, got convicted, and got 20, and then did his time, and he's entitled to get out? Like, we've heard Carver High and Mafia, one of them said we should have put him to death, and the other one said he should never get out. Now, I have a feeling that, I mean, my thing is that, I hate to say it, but he did it, but then they gave him, like, the judge gave him 20 years, and he did his time. He should be able to get out. I don't care what anybody says. The guy should get out. That's it. Because the judge, blame the judge. The judge let him go for 20 years. That was it. Maximum sentence, 20 years. He did it. You got nothing on this guy now, as far as I'm concerned, other than the whole world hates him. Everyone in Charlotte hates him. I'm surprised that grandmother doesn't hate him. And I'm surprised the kid doesn't hate him. But the kid doesn't know any better. And all I know is the guy did his 20. What else can you do to him other than, you know, you see him, call him a murderer, whatever you want to call him. He did his 20, and that's the judge gave him the 20. Blame him. He should have. If you didn't think the guy should ever get out of jail, he should have gotten life.
I agree with you, but he did what he was given. That's it. It's over. Nothing anybody could do about it now. I have a bigger problem with what he had originally said about the kid, but it sounds like today he backtracked off that a little bit.
He backtracked.
So at least he did that.
He knows that's not happening.
Oh, he should know.
But, you know, I don't. Listen, do you blame the guy that, like, when the grandma dies, she's old, that, you know, she's not that old, but when she dies or what have you, we all know what happens in life. Who's going to take care of the kid? Because he can't live on his own. He's a mess, right? So, but I don't think he should be the one at all.
Not him.
It's got to be someone else in her family, right? There's got to be someone else.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.